10:38, the government is expected to make an announcement on flexible parental leave in the next few weeks. That's the new name for the existing maternity allowance system. And it suggests that both mothers and fathers will be entitled to state support once they become a new parent, although not both at the same time. One of the proposals is expected to be that fathers will be able to take time off work and claim state benefits throughout the majority of the first year of their baby's life if the mother returns to work after taking the mandatory 2 weeks at the beginning. Let's talk to various people about the new idea. Andy Robertson is self-employed and works from home. His children are 4, 7 and 9. Andy, hello.
Hi there.
Julie White is boss of D-Drill. It makes the diamond-tipped drills that are used to cut through concrete, and they worked on construction at the Olympic Park. Julie, hello.
Hello there, hi.
Pamela Palmer runs UD Salon in Watford in Hertfordshire, which provides hair and beauty treatments. Pamela, welcome to the programme.
Hello.
And Tim Atkinson stays at home to look after the children. Tim, hello.
Good morning, Victoria.
Right, let's get a general view from you all. We don't know much detail about this potential idea, but does it sound like a good idea to you, Andy, first of all?
Yeah, I mean, I think as technology has enabled us to be more flexible in our working, legislation like this enables us to sort of extend that to how we take leave and how we care for our new children.
Does it seem sensible to you, Julie, that a new mum or dad can swap leave between each other?
I mean, it takes the bias away from women more. And the other thing is as well, yes, technology is a big thing that we can do things with technology now. But with me, with our company, we actually go out on site and cut concrete and drill holes. I can't do that by computers.
Andy Robertson, when you had your, I mean, they're 4, 7 and 9, as I said in the introduction, did you take any time off? Were you self-employed back then?
No, I was working for a company, and I think when we had our first child, that I was allowed as paternity a couple of days, and then for our second and third, I could take a couple of weeks, and I took the full amount. And there was obviously a sort of a regret, really, in having to go back to work, not only from the lack of, you know, supporting my wife with those sort of early days of our children, but also just not being around as much. Mm. The point for me about this legislation that's sort of being mooted is, it seems to be an all or nothing thing that's being suggested, that maternity would switch between either father or mother. And I think a much better approach would be to say, well, let's share maternity so that the family unit can function. And I think in some of the points that Pamela are raising, that might help as well, because it's then you're not completely out of the picture in terms of the workforce.
Yes. But you wouldn't want people to be forced to share. You would want to leave it up to the individual new mum and dad, presumably.
Yeah, that's right. And I think there is a danger there, enabling mums to go back to work, that there's sort of an underlying sort of pressure, particularly if the mum is the main breadwinner of the family, that they're more likely to go back to work. And obviously that's going to impact on, you know, breastfeeding rates and things like that, which potentially would be a sort of a negative aspect of
this. But there's pressure now if the woman is the main breadwinner. I don't know why it would be any more pressure. It might potentially ease things, because you'd think, OK, I've got to go back to work, but at least I can hand over my parental leave to the dad, rather than, you know, having to find a nursery or a childminder or whatever.
Yes, it's going to ease the financial pressure. But I think in some of the actual sort of the logistics of running a family and things like breastfeeding, I don't think it does ease that pressure. And I think if it was an option to move towards something where the sort of maternity and paternity was shared between mum and dad, we almost need a new word for what that might be, you know, this shared leave, then I think that would be much more positive.
All right. Thank you all very much. Thank you.